in the Summa Theologica, St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that joy is a visible and personal effect of charity. And charity comes from the love of God because charity has its root in the Latin word caritas. So when we know that God loves us and we live in the love of God and we have that interpersonal an intimate relationship with that love that gives life, we then become joyful. So joy is not just something reactionary or something sentimental or emotional that comes and go. Those could be the surface or the shallow definition and understanding of joy. But for us at Christian, joy is deeper than that because joy is found in love. And that is very hard at times to continue to choose to love in order to be joyful. But yet, all of today's readings that we have heard, that we have seen, that you have also visibly seen, that the priest is wearing robes today to remind us that we need to be joyful, joyful in the Lord, joyful in waiting for the Lord, and joyful in preparing for the way of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, how can we remain joyful when the stress of the holiday season is upon us? When life gets us down and at times gets challenging too? To be honest with you, several days ago, I was helping an elderly lady at my apartment complex in order to move some heavy objects. She was very kind, but there were times where she was so meticulous about where things should go, and I was carrying things that were so heavy that I was trying to be joyful and calm and kind to her. And I keep thinking to myself, Lord, 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 help me to not say anything or express anything frustrating in my face so that this can truly be an act of charity, Lord. And it was hard. I gotta tell you, it was hard because I was carrying heavy stuff, and whenever you get tired, you kind of get a little bit more angry deep within or frustrated. Throughout that whole process, I kept praying for the Lord to help me to be kind, to be charitable, so that this become a true act of charity. And at the end, she did apologize, saying that, sorry, I didn't notice this, and you were carrying a lot of heavy stuff. I was just trying to get things where they were, you know. That was just one small example, and we see this all the time, my brothers and sisters, that oftentimes we caught the agitation or the frustration or we anger one another by inconsiderable or the ignorant or even emotional reaction to each other because we're human beings, huh? But at the end of all of it, we need to ask ourselves that, are we seeking the joy of the Lord even there? My brothers and sisters, in the gospel reading today, St. John asks us to be just, huh? To do what is right, what is just, and do not falsely accuse anyone, and to truly be satisfied or to be content with what we have. My brothers and sisters, dang, this is hard. How can we be content with what we have? How can we be satisfied? And how can we not falsely accuse other people out of envy, out of spite, or out of our own ignorance, or out of our own humanity? How can we shout to joy? Huh? How can we shout for joy like, oh, daughter of Zion, sing joyfully, O Israel, and be glad and exult with our heart when life gets hard at times. It is not easy. And at times too, to truly be joyful, we have to be intentional in choosing joy, in choosing how to love, in choosing to rejoice in the Lord that you have here in the second reading today. St. Paul reminds us, my brothers and sisters, my sisters, to rejoice in the Lord always. And not only did he say it once, he said it twice. I shall say it again. Rejoice. And he taught us that your kindness should be known to all, for the Lord is near. My brothers and sisters, hear it again. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. And this is where it's important. In order for us to rejoice in the Lord, in order for us to be joyful, we need to practice charity and kindness so that our Christian charity and kindness is known to all. Not just by words, but by actions. And that is hard. Only when we practice kindness and charity, then the peace of God, St. Paul said, that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts, minds in Christ Jesus. If we do not practice charity, if we do not give ourselves out of love for others, then the peace of God will not be with us. Then we will not be joyful. We will always be resentful, comparing ourselves, pity ourselves, or think that we deserve more. And we become reactionary toward others. And we see this on social media where we have become keyboard warriors in hurting others. And I have seen so many of that. My brothers and sisters, are we kind? Are we joyful? Are we living in the truth of the Lord? Are we His disciples? By how we pray, by what we say, by what we do. We're lacking peace at this moment, my brothers and sisters, as a society, and for many individuals, because we're so restless. We're chasing after vanity, and one thing after another. And the whole culture, the whole the news media, the whole this and that, it's they're all set up to agitate us, to keep us always reactionary. Step back, slow down, learn how to respond, learn how to be kind, learn to rest in the Lord. By prayer and petition, St. Paul said, and with thanksgiving, learn to rest in Him, then the peace of God will be with us. You know, when I was an associate pastor a few years ago, well, many years ago, I was going through a tough time, and then I also found out that I was going to be made pastor or administrator of three small parish in the Wichita Falls area. And I was pretty anxious and nervous, being 29, almost 30 years old, and entrusted with three parish. I was pretty nervous. And I thought to myself, if I can do it at all. You know, and I pray a lot, and then all of a sudden I knew that I need something to remind me to be joyful. So I asked one of my good friend who was also a priest. He was going down to Mexico to visit his family, if he would get me a wiener dog, a dachshund. And so he did. He brought me back a very tiny, like 3 or 4 week old baby doggy. And I named her Joy. I named her Joy, and so I raised her up. to be with me until I have to leave her and another dashan that I inherited from my parents' buddy. But I had Joy, or I named her Joy, because she was that visible reminder to me that I need to be joyful, to seek joy in the Lord. So that's a corny story perhaps, but I would like to invite you to reflect on the same thing too. What are some of the things that you can do, intentional ways that you can remind yourself to be joyful? So I'll end my homily with this suggestion to you, that my brothers and sisters, I remember before my ordinations as a priest back in 2013, there is one Catholic financial advisor. He came in and gave up the spiel about saving for our future, especially for our retirement as priests, because he had seen so many elderly priests have nothing to do, turn back to, because they weren't prepared for it. And the one thing that he taught us, on top of all of the typical saving stuff and compound interest, IRA and all this stuff like that, this is what he said. Soon to be fathers, the stock market is like a roller coaster. It will always go up and down. But you, if you consistently invest each month, you will balance it out and gain more interest in the long run. So therefore, do not overreact and get scared when it goes up and down. Those cycles are natural. Consistently invest and you will have a good return in the long run. That's the spiritual light to my brothers and sisters, if you think about it. Each day will have its own evil, its own challenges. Some days will be frustrated, agitated, not happy. And some days will be more stormy and dark than the rest. But if we consistently choose joy, if we consistently choose kindness, charity, and choose to seek God, then what we have given, what we have chosen, what we have desire and love will always come back to us positively, because God is with us. So in our spiritual life, my brothers and sisters, don't let the reactionary, momentary, and temporary things agitate us and make us lose focus on God. Consistently give, consistently seek, consistently love, consistently give yourself to others, and the joy of the Lord will be with us. So I'll leave with you the same thing that St. Paul has said. Rejoice in the Lord always, my brothers and sisters. I shall say it again. Rejoice.